Sister Bernadine was testifying about the storms, and I know our minds have been on that lately, or mine has. Storms come in our life in different forms and different fashions. But, you know, it's through the storms that we're made strong. If you take a tree that has been sheltered all of its life, it has no strength. Because it's the winds that beat on it from every direction that loosen and soften the soil so the roots can grow deeper. It's the wind that flexes the fibers of the wood that allows them to bind closer together. And I'm thankful for the storms that we have in our life. Don't always understand them, but when the captain's in the boat, it makes a difference. Joshua chapter number 14, and I'm going to read a few scriptures here and try to share with you what the Lord laid on my heart for tonight's service. There's a phrase that occurs three times in this chapter alone, and I think there's something here he's trying to tell us. In verse number 5, it said, "As the Lord commanded Moses, so the children of Israel did, and they divided the land. Then the children of Judah came unto Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb the son of Jephunneh the Kenite, and said unto him, Thou knowest the thing that the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God, concerning me and thee in Kadesh Barnea. 40 years old I was when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to espy out the land. And I brought him word again as it was in my heart. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt. But I wholly followed the Lord my God. And Moses swear on that day, saying, Surely the land whereon thy feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance, and thy children's forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. And now, behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, as he said, in these 45 years, even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. As yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now. For war, both to go out and to come in. Now therefore give me this mountain, wherefore the Lord spake in that day. For thou heardest in that day how the Anakims were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. And so it be, the Lord will be with me. Then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. And Joshua blessed him and gave unto Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, Hebron, for an inheritance." The children of Israel had come out of the wilderness. The older generation had passed away. They was gone. But Joshua and Caleb got to go over because of their faith. Now it was time for them to get their inheritance. 45 years had gone by since the spies had went and spied out the land. 45 years is a long time. Caleb was only 40 years old at the time. But now 45 years has passed, and he is ready for his inheritance. He says, "Now give me my inheritance." You know, I want everything God has for me. I believe that a lot of times we as church people are living below our means. God wants us to have the best of the land. He wants us to have the promises. He wants us to have. He didn't die on the cross for His own benefit. He didn't take the stripes of the beating on His back for us to lie up in the hospital sick somewhere. Are you with me? I want everything that He got, that He has for me. I think there's some things that we can find by looking at Caleb's life here. The Bible says that he wholly followed the Lord. God wants to give us so much more. All the other spies that went into the land, they saw the same thing that Caleb saw. They saw giants in the land. They saw fenced cities. They saw the fiery darts. They saw the armies. They saw everything that Caleb... But Caleb saw something that they didn't see. Why? Because he wholly followed the Lord. Numbers chapter number 13 and verse 30. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it." The first characteristic I see that Caleb has that we need is faith. Uncompromisable faith. But did you see that giant? Did you see the fenced cities? Did you see the armies? They're on them out. They got the higher ground. Uncompromisable faith. If you're wholly following the Lord, you're going to have an unwavering faith. Faith that says that the God that I serve can, He says I can have it, that means I'm going to go take it. The God that I serve, if He says do it, I'm going to do it. If He says jump, I'm going to say how high. If He says run around the church, I'm going to run around the church. It doesn't have to make sense. It doesn't have to look like that it's going to work out. You just have to follow God. That's faith. The book of Hebrews, the faith chapter says, "Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." The problem with the 10 spies is all that they seen was the giants, the walls, the cities, the great armies. They saw all the problems. He saw the same things that they saw, but he looked past what was in front of him and he said, "I see the solution. God is on our side." They had just taken down the walls of Jericho. We need the kind of faith that says, "I know that there's a problem. I know that there's giants. But God said, I made you the head and not the tail." You remember David, little rudy-headed boy, probably maybe no older than 16. Saul was crippled by fear by the Philistine army. But David didn't just see a giant. David had seen the bear and the lion. David knew that his God, the God that he served, would not be defiled by a Philistine. unwaverable faith. He knew the God that he would serve would deliver him. The book of Hebrews tells us, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder that diligently seek him. No matter what it looks like, and no matter what they say, no matter what the doctor's diagnosis and the doctor's report, I'm going to believe and I'm going to trust in God. If we're going to wholly follow God. You know, I encourage you to read your Bible. It's important. Because without knowing what this word says, we don't know what we stand on. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word. You need to know the book. You might say, well, I've already read it. Read it again. You read it? Read it again. Read it. It's the living word of God. You'll find something that you missed. After you've read it 100 times over, you'll find something because it speaks to you. The second characteristic that I see in Caleb is his obedience. He was called to go spy out the land. He went. He was 40 years old when he was told that the land he walked on would be his inheritance. The promise. You know, it's important for us to be obedient. It doesn't have to be to make sense. It may go against, matter of fact, it may go against all logical reasoning. But that's what makes it faith. He was 40 years old when he was called to go spy out the land, and he was given the inheritance. But something happened. The children of Israel was disobedient. For the next 45 years, Caleb had to walk in obedience. That would be kind of hard for some of us, knowing that God promised me this land. Because of the disobedience of the children of Israel, he had to go into the wilderness. Caleb had to walk through the desert. He had to put up with the moaning and the grumbling and complaining of the Israelites because he had already been promised his inheritance. Knowing that that land was his, he stayed obedient to the word of God. You know, the Bible teaches us in 1 Samuel chapter 15 and verse 22, to obey is better than sacrifice. Obedience is better than sacrifice. If we want to wholly follow the Lord, you have to learn to be obedient. We live in an instant gratification society. I mean, we want it right now. I love microwaves. And you know what? If I can get a microwave that's just a little bit faster than the other one, I'm going to go with the one that's a little bit faster. Why? Because I don't want to wait. That's just the way that we're programmed nowadays. But sometimes we have to be obedient and wait upon the Lord in His timing. You may have received your promise, but be patient. I see the courage. You'll find that start reading in verse number 10. The Lord kept him alive for 45 years. Don't fall out with me, elderly people. He's now 85 years old. And he says, I now have the strength that I had when I was 40. Don't retire on me. Don't lay down. He said, I am just as strong now as I was then. I can still go up. I can go into war and I can come out of war. I can still take the giants were still there. The fenced cities were still there. The armies were still there. The fiery darts, it was all still there. But he said, just like I was when I was 40, I can still take them. The courage. Give me this mountain. The book of Romans tells us in chapter 8 and verse 31. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Did you see that? There's no age restrictions, no age requirements to that verse. If God be for us, who can be against us? I know what He done when I was a young man. And He's still God. I may be 85 years old, but He's still God. We have to have courage like Caleb if we're going to wholly follow the Lord. And there was something different about Caleb. Numbers chapter 14 and verse 24, you'll find it there. He said, but my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him and hath followed me fully, him will I bring into the land whereinto he went, and his seed shall possess it. Now Joshua had Moses. But Caleb had a different spirit. I got to doing some research on this and looking at some ancestry. And this is just my own belief here. But what I found out was Caleb was of the tribe of Judah. Judah means praise. Did you know that the Lord inhabits the praise of His people? I believe that whenever he was spying out the land, I believe that Caleb was praising God and giving God the glory. I believe whenever an obstacle come up before Caleb was praising the Lord, he wasn't down and he wasn't out. He wasn't telling him about stage 4 cancer, Sister Bernadine. He wasn't telling him about losing all of his family to a gunshot. He was telling him about Jesus and giving God glory and God praise. There was a different spirit about Caleb. If we're going to wholly follow the Lord, get our eyes focused off of the storm and on to Jesus, the one that can say, peace be still. The world will stand up and take notice There's something different about that person. This world's not interested in all of your trouble and all of your problems. They're interested in one who can. Now, we know that the Holy Spirit did not indwell in the Old Testament believers. It overshadowed them. But Caleb was a man that knew how to get in contact with God. There's a couple of things here that I want to draw your attention to, and then I'll close. Number one, no matter how old you get, there will be a mountain and there will be giants. You can't fight them alone. As you grow, you will experience new levels. And with new levels come new devils. As the church grows and we experience new levels, we will fight new devils. What are you saying, Pre? I'm saying the devil doesn't attack Sister Bernadine and Brother Tony like he does maybe Colton and Weston and some of these younger ones. They fight different battles than what the older ones do. But it's still mountains and it's still giants. The second thing I want you to look at is you'll never be able to face the Anakins, the giants, from without until you defeat them from within. Fear will cripple you. You'll stop praising. You'll stop standing on His promises. Until, let me just give you this example. I've heard people stand up and say, or come to me privately and say, I need prayer. I have an issue with pornography. I mean, boy, it got quiet. The problem is not pornography. The problem is lust. Are you following me? If we can get the problem on the inside corrected, pornography doesn't become an issue. I got a problem with stealing. No, you got a problem with coveting. If we can get rid of the coveting problem and realize that the material things of this earth, that they're all going to melt with fervent heat and fire. They're not important in life. Well, sure, we have to have finances. We have to have money. We have to have some material things to get by. But if we take care of the real problem and realize where our hope and our trust lies, stealing is not an issue. The Lord will give you your mountain. But listen to me. You have to wholly follow God. Wholly follow God. Faith, obedience, courage, and spirit. Caleb gives us some important characteristics. I'm not talking about just hum holy, hum ho. just when it's convenient. Just on Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. I'm talking about every day of your life. Wholly follow the Lord. And He'll give you your mountain.